All right, let's go. It's 5:46 on Wednesday, March 27th. We're very happy you are here with us, the Morning Reboot on Q105. Wow, too loud. Too loud. Last day to get qualified for our Cabin Fever Reliever, so you can join us Saturday and hopefully pick out a place to go hang out in Florida. Cabin Fever Reliever, we've also got the $1,000 payoff, a national keyword, to give you the text shortly before 9 o'clock to win that money. Today on the show, what happens when you get a booty call that's been gone for several years? That comes up shortly after 7 o'clock. Panel full of ladies, that happens today. Dating in the workplace. Are you allowed to do that where you work? Slay it, don't spray it. After 9 o'clock, a very busy show. We've got some walleye tickets to give away for this weekend's game, courtesy of our friends over at UMIDOT. So keep an ear out for those. Thanks for listening. If you're on the podcast, if you want to get that so you don't miss any part of the show, text Eric, E-R-I-C, to our text line. After 10 o'clock, you'll get today's show. 419-240-1055. That's the number you can text. Do that anytime you'd like. Call in for the segments that we have planned on the show. 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 547. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Explain to me your shirt again.
It's the Disney princesses, but it's their boobs.
Oh, they're men dressed as the princesses.
I don't think I can wear this to my other job. But it's Aladdin as Jasmine, Gaston as Belle, and Eric as Ariel. Because today is Androgynous Wednesday.
Is it?
I just made it up. No, I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay. When you first drew my attention to it, I didn't get they all look like women.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're a cartoon character.
I mean, it just proves it. Most of the Disney princesses look like they're boos. They do.
It's cartoons, you know. Yeah. An eyebrow here, a smile there.
A smirk. A whole new world.
You slept over your boo's house.
I did.
First time?
No.
First time?
First time on a weekday and I had to work in the morning.
So how did this all work out?
It went well. Actually, I went with a mission because he leaves for New York today. Aww. But I'm going to call him out. He's a last minute packer, so I was there to help. But then I saw the bed and I was like, I don't go lay down. And I went to sleep.
What time?
I was no help. 10. I was no help. I was like, he's like, well, I got most of it done. I go, most is better than none. I mean, he leaves today at 6. I thought he left at 6 this morning because I thought we were like.
He's leaving tonight at 6.
Tonight at 6. But I think I told you yesterday I was going to go. We're going to help. And I think we're going to leave together. But then he's like, no, it's at 6 o'clock at night. And I go, oh. Totally misunderstood that text message.
You didn't even have to sleep over.
I had a good time. We went out to eat.
Where'd you go?
We went to this place called Thirsty Pony by Castaway Bay. It was good. It was like a sports bar, but they had really, really good food.
What'd you get?
I got a Euro wrap, fries, salad bar, and French onion soup because I'm addicted to French onion soup.
Tasty.
Yeah, I have leftovers in the car.
French onion soup, it's always about the melted cheese on top and how good it is, right?
So good. And the surprise crouton you get at the bottom, that's just a soggy piece of bread. It was good. I enjoyed myself. It's actually good to get out of town and actually test the limits to see if I could actually, because he always comes here a lot,
right?
So like, see if I could actually go there, hang out, get up when I did, and made it here in time. It's doable.
Now you know.
Now I know, because at first I was nervous because he kept asking. He was like, did you set an alarm? I said no, but Alexa did, and then I got my phone alarm, so Alexa and Siri both went off at the same time. I did hit snooze today.
No snooze.
I did. I hit it twice, and I was like, you know what? My clothes are laid out. I'm kind of clean. We're good.
Live that snooze-free life. I encourage you.
I can't. Maybe at 4:30, but not at 3:30.
5:50, good morning. The Morning Reboot on Q105. You can text the show this morning, 419-240-1055. So let me ask you this. Your sleepover far away, he lives in Sandusky, your sleepover in the middle of the week official, are you going to make this Facebook official?
We actually had that conversation. And the answer to that is, we're 35 years old.
And?
And people don't need to know. Well, I mean, they know now. So, like, no, probably not.
Okay.
How much should I say? O-A-O. On air official.
Okay.
Those are words, right? There we go.
Well, in my,
which is more powerful than Facebook.
I agree. in my last relationship, I never changed my Facebook status because I had forgotten about it for so long into it because I had never done anything to it before, so I just let it be.
Literally, the only time I've ever changed my Facebook status to a relationship is when me and a friend decided we were going to start a fake relationship. Like, I'm never anything on Facebook. So, like, when people did find out that I legit had another partner or something, they're like, oh, I didn't know. It wasn't on Facebook. I'm like, oh.
It's a good prank to play.
It is a good prank to play because how long ago was it? Brett's day. So it was like maybe a good 4 years ago. I started a relationship with our bartender there. And they're like, what? You and so-and-so are together? I said, yeah, I'm so happy in love. And like, we were so like in it. Like, he was playing his part. I was playing my part. And then one day I was like, we should just break up today. And then just have people lose their bleeping minds. And we totally broke up and had a Facebook argument. And they're like, oh no, you guys are so cute together. And we were never seen in public. Like, you only saw us at the bar as I was working and he was working. It's hilarious.
You find out who the gossipiest, for sure, nosiest people are.
For sure.
And as soon as you flip that up.
Because literally, I remember like the back of my hand, she doesn't live here in Toledo anymore. This one girl was like, you guys were the cutest couple I ever seen around town. And like, we would just text each other like, we've never been seen in public. Like, I literally only saw you Friday and Saturday. And even then, I only was just like, can I have a Jager bomb? And then walk away. That was our dialogue in our fake relationship. Come another shot.
And he'd be like, I'm in a relationship with my bartender, an alcohol, but I'm not an alcoholic.
Like, literally, like how he would whisper sweet nothings in my ear and be like, Deja, your tab is so-and-so. Like, okay, got it.
That's the way. That's one of the ways to jerk the Facebook algorithm.
So funny.
Ask for Netflix suggestions, mm-hmm, or something else escapes me at the moment. But yeah, if you flip something onto relationship on there, it's like honey for bees with people who want nosy, gossipy information.
Oh yeah, and it goes along the lines of like when she was like, you guys are the cutest couple I've ever seen around town. Like I said, you never saw us around town. But I'm like, who were you looking at? And why were you so invested in this relationship, right, that wasn't even real?
The biggest, like, BSers too.
Like, and of course, you know, we humored it. We're like, we're still cordial friends. It's okay. It was really hard balancing work life and professional life. Like, we were just spouting out BS at the air. And she was just taking the bait. And we're just like, this is how long, I think it was even before like screenshots. That's how long ago it was. We're like, this girl is just, she's not all there. She was more invested in us than her own thing.
Give that girl something to live for.
It's all good.
I don't think I'll be sleeping over, but Cece invited me to dinner tomorrow, I think with her son.
Oh, that'll be, well, that'll go follow on the line. Is this your first time meeting?
Yeah, I don't know if they're, because she has said before that she had no problem with anyone being introduced to her kid in like a group setting.
Right.
But I don't know if this is that tomorrow night. And she just said something along the lines of, you know, be ready for dinner on Thursday night. Okay. Well, I have a busy-ish afternoon tomorrow, but
it'll be a good chill. Work. Good relax. Dinner's later. So like, so you're doing your stuff leading up to it? Because I know you're an early bird.
Oh, very early.
So, maybe this will be, if you're so busy, stressed, maybe this will just be like a good decompression of this, extending your relationship arm, like, because your last one had like a little one, right? Little guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is five. Like, this one can form sentences and opinions.
Well, the other one could too.
I mean, like, no, but he knows what he means when he says it,
right? and I guess he is a bit indignant. Like, she was worried about him yesterday, like getting him ready for school, or that was Monday. Like, there was the highly educated debate of, you can't have donuts every day for breakfast.
That's true. Although, I've seen some parents fight that rule. I'm just like, that is nothing but sugar bread.
And I get it. Some days you're not willing to have that fight. Other days you're like, look, you can't have that every day. Yeah. Have a damn egg. Have a bagel. It's the same thing without all the sugar.
It is the same thing. And it's toasted and you can doll it up more. But no, kids don't see that. They just see, they want what they want. And they're setting a rhythm. They're like, they're literally little adults. It's cool.
Something happened in my brain. It might have been Saturday. It might have been Sunday. Like, I felt it. Like, there was a switch that was flipped, and I got into this weird, funky mood, and I've just been trying to sleep it off. So you talk about me being, I went to bed at 3 yesterday. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, man. I was yawning for the first time. I wish I would have got, I can't wait for the day where I leave here and just go, what are you going to do after work? I'm going back to sleep. One day in the future.
I've something had put me in an odd mood, and I can't pinpoint what it was. And my best recipe for that, other than doing some other things that I wasn't willing to do, is let me just sleep it off. But trust me, I am very cognizant and aware of the fact that I have the good fortune of being able to do that. I don't know if I'm better or not.
I mean, remember that? Was it Sunday? I slept from 5 to 5, essentially. Although it sounds, like, in my head, it sounds amazing to get that much sleep. But I always find that when I do get all that sleep, my body's kind of more thrown off than when I got my normal amount.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because you got too much sleep?
Yeah, and I think, because I felt good. And you kept saying, you were like, because it was the day you had an off day. You're like, I'm so off today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, we're great. And then even Stefan was like, You sounded a little too wired, and he said you sounded fine. I felt that I was off, and I was like, he felt I was off. I was like, maybe I just got too much sleep. Even you just said, you're like, are you with it today? I was like, I am. I'm wide awake, but maybe in my head I was wide awake, but like vocally I kind of was just like, ooh, I got too much sleep. I am still drowsy.
For me, there's no such thing as too much sleep. I could sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep.
I'm the same. Okay. This actually got brought up yesterday. So I was doing a show out in Columbus, and there was like an interview portion, and they asked me, what is your favorite hobby? And I said, napping. And they all like laughed and giggled. They're like, ha, 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 ha. And they're like, okay, besides napping, what's another favorite hobby of yours? I go, not waking up from a nap. And then they were just like, you're not gonna let this nap thing go. I said, hey, you asked me a legit question. I gave you a legitimate answer.
I think that's a reason.
That's a reasonable answer and a great follow-up. Not waking up from a nap.
Sometimes hobbies can be expensive. Look, I collect things and it costs me money. Mm-hmm. You nap, it costs you zero.
It really does.
When I do try to take a nap, I never fall all the way asleep. Mm-hmm. I actually 50% of the time when I do lay down to try to take a nap, I wake up feeling more tired than when I laid down. So when I'm going, I just try to fight the inertia. And as long as I don't stop, I'm good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So, because I call that like floating on the ocean sleeping. Like you're like sleep, but one little thing and you're like, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah. Oh, I can't drown. I got to get up. So, sorry, I'm replying to that. Good morning, everyone. Sorry they're texting me. But I get like that sometimes, but sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes I go deep into the abyss and a nap becomes sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's satisfactory nap time for you?
I don't know.
See, someone says it's between 30 minutes, which people who nap for 30 minutes, I don't understand your life because it takes me 30 minutes to at least get comfortable. They said from 30 minutes to like an hour. I'm like, really? Because I'm like a 4 hour, 5 hour.
That's not a nap.
That's a sleep. Right. So I'm just like, but for me, that's a nap because afterwards I'm like refreshed and rejuvenated. I'm like, let's take on the day.
I think there's some data that says 20 to 30 minutes because then, and it depending on how long it takes you, I guess, because anything longer than that, you fall into a deeper sleep and then you're tired when you wake up, whereas 20 minutes, some rest, and you're ready to go.
Because those are called disco naps.
No, a disco nap is when you take a nap before you go out at night.
Is that why they say disco nap?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take a lot of disco naps.
Exactly.
I thought it was like a quick nap because like how the disco era was quick. That's what I thought that meant.
No, disco nap when you take a nap before you go out.
I was today years old. Well, thank you.
5:59, good morning. It's the morning reboot. We have the $1,000 payoff shortly before 9 o'clock this morning, a little bit after 8, your very last chance with us to get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever. We'll get to all the Jussie Smollett stuff and the mystery. Well, it'll be a mystery as to why he is walking scot-free minus the $10,000 for the bond, but that's it. We'll give you more details before 7 o'clock. Deal or no deal?
Yes, we got some.
Okay, maybe we can get a nap question in there.
Yeah.
6 o'clock with the morning reboot. Text the show anytime, 419-240-1055. Q105. 613, good morning. Two things before we dive into deal or no deal. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, a little before 9 o'clock this morning, $1,000 payoff, your national keyword. That wasn't one of the things. One thing is, I want one word until a little before 7. One word to describe how you felt when you heard about the Jussie Smollett news yesterday. One word.
Blech.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. No, that's fine. Also, good luck to
us. Gross. if you had to put that sound effect into
okay.
a word.
We'll dig in deeper with probably an all Jussie Smollett entertainment news around 45 minutes from now. Good luck to Zia Cook from Rogers. McDonald's All-American Girls game tomorrow night, I believe. I'm guessing it's going to be televised on one of the ESPNs. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock from Atlanta tomorrow night. And then she ramps up things for her career at University of South Carolina.
College.
Yep, good luck to Zia Cook.
Yes, yes, yes.
Rogers star, McDonald's All-American.
And state champions.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Deal or no deal?
Yes.
Where you give me these mental plights.
Yes.
And make me think, maybe this will shake me from these mental doldrums or whatever switch flipped on Sunday. I am ready.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
If you'd like to play along, you can call. You could also text along 419-240-1055.
Mm-hmm. Is it cold in here today?
It is a little chilly.
Okay, I'm like, ooh, I'm a little brisk.
Mine are a little firm as well.
Here we go. Go on a date with your significant other, but the date goes to total crap. You're not happy, she's not happy, or he's not happy. Doesn't matter. Yet, at the end of the date, you get lucky.
No deal.
I thought the same thing. Because I always put my answers next to it. No deal. Because I feel like it's about the experience.
Nobody wants a miserable, you know, SO.
It just, yeah, it totally just messes up the whole feng shui of everything.
Yep.
I'm with you on that one.
Although, a good coitus could resurrect the good vibes.
Ooh, I hate that word.
Sorry.
Ugh. Hit me back.
Just a little moist fun.
Oh, no. All right, this one I just came up. I didn't really write it down correctly. I just put nap. So if I mess up, don't put.
Oh, we got a nap deal?
Yeah, because you told me you made me think of it. Nap guilt-free, yet you sleep through sporting events. But when people talk about them, you have no idea what they're talking about. So napping through like March Madness, and people are saying, I don't know sports, but like Duke won March Madness, and you're like, I don't know what a Duke is. Or like the Super Bowl, you sleep through all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Because if it was regular sports, I don't really care.
No, like championship, like national. I said national sporting events.
Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow baseball starts. It's opening day.
Ooh.
Give me the damn nap. I just don't care that much about
you
sports
sure?
anymore. Yeah. Quick story. So 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when the Patriots beat the Falcons. We were still doing the old show,
yeah.
and I'm like, they are down 28-3. Oh, 28-10? Screw that. The commercials have sucked. Halftime's done. I'm going to bed. This was 8 o'clock.
Who was the halftime show? That way I know what game you're talking about.
3 years ago, so like 17?
Sweet Gaga.
Was it?
Yeah.
So I went to bed. I arise in the middle of the night, and I glance over at my phone just to see who won. I'm like, overtime? Wow, the Falcons needed overtime to pull it out? I'm like, oh, wait, shake the sleep out. I'm like, oh, my God, the Patriots won. So I missed one of like the greatest comebacks in the history of sports.
You stayed awake for this one, for the most part? Because this was the lackluster year, right?
No, it was 10-3. I was like, screw this. This is awful. I'm going to bed. I just don't care that much anymore.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things in my life was detaching myself from sports.
See, I think I would... Although I love my naps, I would say no deal because I like to be in the know of useless things. And for
Twitter.
Me, this is useless. I know, but then you would still be clueless about it.
Like, I feel
pity. My
phone
keeps going to sleep on me. Wake up.
I feel pity for anybody who isn't my dad. Like, my dad can, like, if he wants the DVR game, he's not on the internet all day long to avoid, like, what
right.
happened. But, like, you can't do... There used to be times where you could be like, don't tell me what happened. But now, if you're watching something... There's scrolls everywhere. There's notifications. Mm-hmm. Like you can't avoid results.
Okay. This one I thought about you. Go back to your favorite music era, yet you cannot share your love for it with other people.
No. No deal.
See, I'm the same way. I want to throw New Jack Swing and 2000s pop in your face.
Yeah.
How dare you sit there and say that No Strings Attached was a horrible album.
Yeah, I love that stuff. In fact, one of these days when CeCe and I get bored, I think she likes 90s hip-hop and R&B.
Okay.
And we got to like sit next to YouTube or whatever and run through Jodeci and all the other no-name R&B groups.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it because I love my music too much.
Can I have one more?
Yes. This is for, I believe today, if I got my dates correct, win the Powerball, but you're not allowed to share any of your winnings with a struggling intermediate family member.
Done. Total deal.
You would?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't because I think like my mom, my sister, that would be, I would not take that deal if I can't share it with them.
I would like totally do it.
You would?
I would.
You.
Three quarters of a billion, and the drawing is tonight. Can I launder the money somehow?
No, you got to keep it. You can't give it. They can't see it. They can't even smell it. They can't even look at it.
I'll sign my paycheck over to my dad, and I'll keep the money.
There's your loophole. I'll continue working. I'll give you my...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too much.
I see what you did there.
That's too, and you know what? My dad is such a... thoughtful person, mm-hmm. he wouldn't want any of it. He's fine.
My mom, give it, here, girl, take it.
6:20 with the morning reboot on Q105. Another charged in the murder of Alexia Carey. We'll get to that, and another big purchase by ProMedica. That's on the way before around 6:30 or so.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
The paper's been pounded. One man is behind bars, charged with the murder of a 16-year-old girl. James Sybers, 47, is the fifth man arrested in connection with the murder of Alexia Carey, who was killed after being shot in East Toledo on March 11th. Police say he was in possession of a handgun and was present in the 200 block of Nevada when Carey was killed. He fired at least one gunshot at or in the direction of Carey, hitting her in the chest. She later died at the hospital. He was charged with murder, causing death while committing or attempting an F1 or F2 violent offense. He's being held on $1 million bond and will be in court on April 3rd. The Toledo Board of Education Tuesday sold Toledo's historic former post office to ProMedica, the latest in a string of purchases of downtown buildings by ProMedica. It's unclear what they're going to do with the Jefferson Center, built in 1911 and listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1972 as the old Central Post Office. A ProMedica spokesperson said in a statement, the specific plans for the center still remain uncertain. The historic structure was designed for the U.S. Postal Service by J. Taylor Knox, the supervising architect of the Department of Treasury, and built for about $500,000. It was purchased by the district in 1966 from the federal government for $1, with the condition that the facility be intended for educational purposes. Most of us pass this building quite frequently going into or leaving downtown, but the Life Revitalization Center will add an indoor hydroponic farm, allowing produce to be grown inside the building for on-site meals. Cherry Street Mission Ministries operates the Life Revitalization Center to provide education and life skills such as employment training for the needy. It'll likely be the shortest distance between source to table at scale in our entire region, according to Dan Rogers, the Cherry Street Mission's president and CEO. It's expected to open late in the summer. The hydroponic facility would sit on the second floor with a dumbwaiter system linking to the kitchen. It's just 50 more feet to the table. Further plans for the center include finishing the roof, installing a new elevator, and replacing decades-old windows throughout the building. Investment in the building has totaled nearly $8 million through the past 4 years.
Nice.
Still,
that's a good idea.
Still reeling from the fire that struck the apartment complex in Springfield Township, the Holland Free Methodist Church is accepting donations to benefit victims of the fire that displaced residents of the Lake of the Woods complex. The church, located at 6605 Angola Road, is seeking funds, small household items, hygiene products, cleaning supplies, and gift cards. Pastor Keith Simpson said this church has the capacity to manage donations and serves as a convenient location. The church will accept items today and tomorrow between 10 and 4 p.m. Monetary donations can be made online to the American Red Cross, and clothing donations can be made to Goodwill.
Nice.
Good of us. We always help out our neighbors.
I will say, we always step up when we go through stuff like this.
But!
Uh-oh, is there a but?
Make sure you have renter's insurance.
Yes.
I never had renter's insurance.
I don't either.
And it's super cheap. I think it's like $20 for the year.
Even for me, I think. Yeah, I was about the same thing.
It's just call whoever your insurance is. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have renter's insurance. And, you know, it's very nominal to protect all your belongings.
Yeah, I think for me it was like 50 cents more. And I was like, oh, I should jump in.
Like for a month? For a month? Yeah, so it's very inexpensive. Ohio Secretary of State has announced a competition to create the new I Voted sticker. Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the competition to design the sticker to be used for at least the next 4 years is open to students grades 6 to 12. Ohioans receive the stickers when they vote by mail or in person. LaRose said his office will select the top designs and the winner will be chosen by a vote open to all Ohioans. Designs for the sticker must be circular in shape and submitted digitally at sticker.ohio.gov. The competition began on Monday and goes through the end of April.
I'd be that kid who, like, what do I get if I win?
You get to be famous.
No.
You get to be famous for 4 years. You get to brag. Bragging rights. there will almost always be space or science stories or dinosaur stories in this segment. Paleontologists have unearthed the largest Tyrannosaurus rex fossil ever discovered. The massive predator, nicknamed Scotty, was about 42 feet long and likely weighed more than 9.7 tons. According to the anatomical record, not only is the massive specimen the biggest T-Rex ever found, it's also larger than all other carnivorous dinosaurs. This is the Rex of Rexes, according to the study author W. Scott Persons. The fossil was nicknamed after a celebratory bottle of scotch opened the night it was discovered in Canada.
That's a big beast.
42 feet long.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's long.
Yeah, that's almost like 5 basketball nets off the ground, lay it down.
Ooh.
The name is kind of dumb, though. You can come out with anything better
Scotter.
Than that.
Scotty. That's right, that's Scotter.
And today is the day. Tonight is another Powerball drawing. Excuse me, $750 million, the largest prize of 2019 and fourth in U.S. history, is up for grabs. The lump sum payout would be about $465 million, if you could find a way to live on that. Tonight's drawing is the biggest since Mega Millions reached $1.5 billion in October. Your odds of hitting the jackpot are $1 in $292 million, although one in every 25 tickets is some kind of winner, from a few bucks up to several thousand dollars. You playing?
So, I never bought a lottery ticket. So are you a lump summer? Would you be a lump summer or increments?
Yeah, I'll take the lump sum.
I'm the lump sum. Because what if I die?
Yeah.
I was like, I'd be so mad.
6:39 with the morning reboot on Q105. What's going on with Jussie Smollett? Why did all this go away? We actually don't know. But all the other details, we'll do that before 7 o'clock. 6:52, good morning. The morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. This is Q105. A little before 9 o'clock this morning, a national keyword to win our $1,000 payoff. A little after 8 o'clock this morning, your last chance with us to get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever, where you can go to Florida. Jussie Smollett can go to Florida. He can go to Asia. He can go wherever he wants.
He should go to Istanbul.
He is a free man. All criminal charges against him were dropped yesterday after he was indicted on 16 counts of filing a false police report earlier this month. He appeared in court on March 14th to plead not guilty to those disorderly conduct charges after being accused of lying to police regarding a January 29th incident in which he said he was randomly attacked by two men shouting racial and homophobic slurs in his Chicago neighborhood. After reviewing all the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community and agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to the case, according to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Today, all criminal charges against Jussie Smollett were dropped, and his record has been wiped clean of the filing of this tragic complaint against him, according to his attorney, Patricia Brown Holmes. She also added, there was no deal to get the state attorney to drop the charges. There was no deal. The state dismissed the charges, she said in a morning press conference yesterday. She added that Smollett voluntarily agreed to forfeit his bond. That's $10,000. I don't have information that the state would have as to why they dropped these charges. Smollett went on for a couple of minutes at a press conference yesterday, and it was this.
I want you to know that not for a moment was it in vain. I have been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I am a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
He concluded, now I'd like nothing more to get back to work and move on with my life, but make no mistake, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere. A lot of people think...
Sorry, I'm just glaring at you.
You are. I think we're all kind of stunned.
But he did, though.
Some people have already speculated that he somehow paid his way out of this.
And I don't disagree with those people for a second. And that, this is coming from a black guy.
So you think...
A black gay guy at that.
Because I don't think $10,000, the bond that he voluntarily left with the city, would be enough to pay his way out of this. I feel like the city wanted to make an example of him. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the police chief are irate that this has happened. And they'd like to know why. I have answers to all the questions that you could imagine, none of which are the ones that you really want.
Right.
Why is this happening?
Because it essentially came out of nowhere. Because I forgot about him. Then all of a sudden, 4:30 yesterday, my phone blew up, and I go, what is going on? And I read that. It was even before that. Maybe like around noon. So I had just clocked into work. And I was like, what? And like all the people were like, how do you feel about Jesse? I said, what do you do now? And they're like, he didn't do anything. He's off. I said, off what? And they're like, everything got dropped. I said, and I became that. I was like, are you kidding me? Do you know that he took focus away from actually legit crimes and essentially victimized people who are actually hate crimed in for their race, religion, sexual orientation. And then, like, to say this press conference, nothing was done in vain. I wouldn't be my mother's child. Pumpkin, shut the hell up.
I can't.
I'm so mad.
If I'm to believe him and what the police alleged, I can't concoct in my mind then who or what was responsible for this. It's baffling.
Why were you on my airways for 5 hours at a time then?
So the charges were dropped. After reviewing all of the facts and circumstances of the case, the state's attorney office said in a statement. Again, he forfeits his bond, which was $100,000. It was $100,000, but $10,000 of that. He's only going to put 10% down. That goes to the city of Chicago. No trial. He's a free man and no record. There were 16 different charges added to the initial charge. So all those go away. What happened to the video evidence mentioned in the complaint? Any and all evidence in this case would have been considered by the prosecutors. At this point, it's unclear whether the alleged video evidence of the attack existed. And even if it did, we do not know actually what it showed or how it may have portrayed the incident in question. Did the leaks and press appearances by the CPD contribute to the decision to drop the charges? It may not have helped. Smollett's attorneys argued from the beginning that the police overstepped when they held the initial press conference and painted Smollett as a criminal. His attorneys likely made the case behind closed doors that the actor being vilified by the police and press would have made it next to impossible for him to get a fair trial. It seemed like the police did have enough evidence to convict him. For the state's attorneys to convict him. What?
I just, the bird in the background is mad too.
Oh, yeah. Good I'm just, morning, the birds are singing.
Burr. That's what's going through my head right now, bird. I just, on this world, and you know, I was Team Justin when it first happened, but I feel like, okay, so let's focus. Could this have been on the police's fault then? Because I feel like his mouth got ahead of him that we were all just like, oh, yep, you should have stopped talking. Because like, I feel like even his diehard fans who are still standing behind him right now are still raising an eyebrow over his allegations.
So remember, he very well could be lying.
Mm-hmm.
He might be guilty of what the police alleged he did with the amount of evidence that they had, that those two brothers would be willing to talk, the letter he supposedly wrote to himself, the check that he wrote to them. So there's some of
that's what gets me is the check was written.
But maybe somehow, some way, that to me seems like there is enough evidence, but again, beyond a reasonable doubt, all that stuff. Maybe his lawyers and his legal team were really going to go after the CPD for speaking publicly as much as they did. And maybe they believed they could shoot enough holes in the case so that beyond a reasonable doubt would be taken off the table. So the state's attorney just decided to drop it, which, again, still seems surprising. And this might be one of those things where we're never going to learn the truth.
So we probably won't. So what I'm thinking, is there just a box that just says Smollett case sitting?
It's all sealed.
It's just duct tape and wrapped up, and it'll be kept in this. Because I think of, like, Law & Order SVU episodes are like, can I get that file? They're like, no, it's sealed.
Yeah.
They're like, but I have a thing. Like, nope, it's sealed. It's already went to trial. Can't do it. I'm going not to trial, but, like, it's already seen its day and light. It's so there's just a box that says Smollett case just
sealed.
Sealed away for forever.
So what happens to him now? It's unclear if his bosses at Empire, who initially removed the actor's character Jamal at the end of the new season, will rehire him. Spokesperson for 20th Century Fox said that they were gratified that all charges have been dismissed. The next thing to watch for is if Smollett's attorneys file a wrongful suit against Chicago. If they are that irate that he was charged in such ways, I would expect them to. But if they don't file anything against the city, the city of Chicago and their police, then I would think that there was some kind of handshake deal to make all this go away.
And then the officer and mayor are just putting on the front like they're upset. Is that what you mean by that? I know what you mean. Like behind closed doors, they're like, we're good. Yeah, we're good. But then in front, we're like, we're irate about this. And maybe this is one of the things like we have to perceive like we're mad because the public's going to be mad too.
Or maybe the state's attorneys did the deal with his lawyers outside of the CPD.
Blindsided them like, and surprise.
And the state's attorneys, the prosecutors say, we'll handle the mayor and the CPD. I mean, we all know from watching
this just...
We all know from watching legal shows that there are, you know, backroom deals cut. But this one is just so very surprising because $10,000, that bond that Smollett voluntarily gave to the city of Chicago, is not fixing their budgets in any way, shape, or form. I think I'm as surprised as anybody that it's just going to go away.
That's crazy. Okay, Law and Order, listen. I need to, this week, ripped from the headlines, I need you to give me some closure. I don't even care if you fabricate the story. Just give me some closure on this.
SVU has been weak this season, but there was a good episode last week. So yeah, let's fire this up before the end of what is season
20. I need closure. Even if it's falsified closure, I need closure now.
7:01 with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric and Floyd. Your thoughts on the Jussie Smollett case going away, going up in smoke. 419-240-1055. Text us. Floyd got a message from an old friend.
An old friend.
What did his new boyfriend think about that? And or did he even share it with Stefan? That's all in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
All right, 7:14 on the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. We'll get to this text in 1 second briefly.
Yes.
We were just watching CBS this morning, and they started off their show with the Jussie Smollett story. And one of their reporters spoke to the state's attorney who decided to drop the charges. And he said he believes that Jussie is guilty of what he's being accused of, but since it was a nonviolent crime and the $10,000 that will stay with the city of Chicago was enough to make this go away. But still more questions to be asked and answers. That makes a little bit of sense.
Why it does.
With all the stuff going on in Chicago, with all the murders, why waste time on a nonviolent crime?
Yeah.
Maybe because there is...
Put the focus back on stuff that is legit and important and actually impacting
people. But with race involved, I do still go, hold on, wait a minute. But let's move on. 7:15, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, 419-240-1055. You made me ask a question when you shared this with me yesterday, because I'll throw out the question. Did you tell Stefan? Because I think in some people's cases, they might not when this comes up.
I did. So the other day I was at home laying in bed and I got a text that says, hey, Floyd, back in Toledo, what's up? And legit, new phone, who dis? Like, I was like, that's cool, who is this? And they said who they were. I go, so-and-so who? And they told me their last name. I was like, So I had to do the whole Facebook search. I go, oh, hey, how are you? They had moved to the East Coast. Yeah, that's on that side of the state, the country, yeah. So, and they're, back in Toledo, how have you been? I go, oh, I'm good, and we just caught up briefly. He's like, we should catch a drink sometime. I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. And he, of course, brought up, hey, miss those times we fool
around.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, those are great times. Ah, cool. And he was like, hey, this is like 3 to 5 years ago. So he was like, we should catch a drink this weekend. I said, well, actually, you know what? I'm free this weekend. We should get a drink. He's like, hey, how about we catch a drink at Brett's since you're off? And I go, oh, Pumpkin. Brett's has been closed for like 2 years now. It's a church. And he was like, no cuss word? I go, no, for real, it is. He's like, well, what's there to do in Toledo now? I said, well, I work at George's. I normally hang out there. I can catch up with some friends, blah, 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 blah. And like the way this conversation was going, I knew where it was going because I knew our history. Every time we hung out, it wasn't just to hang out. It was,
right. It was hook up.
Yeah. So, but then I had to unleash to him. I said, hey, I have someone and I like him. And he was like, oh, for real, what's his name? I said, he's a very nice guy. And he's like, oh, that stinks, but we can still catch a drink, can't we? I go, yeah, but that's all it's going to be. And I was like, am I that good that you're waiting like 3 or 4 years or whatever? I don't know.
So that's one half.
So then.
Well, hold on, because I think that's the move that most people would do. Be like, hey, I'm with somebody now. But there's another half to this.
I have to tell him.
Well, well, you don't have to, but I asked you if you did.
I did.
Okay.
Because I did, and I told him, I said, I start off with, hey, guess what, ... He's like, well, I said, you'll never guess the text message I got. And he's like, what is it? I go, so I screenshot and showed him. I said, this is a guy I used to fool around with, and he's trying to rekindle something, and I shot him down very quickly. However, I may meet with him to get a drink on Saturday. However, my friend Kayla's going to come with me and be with me. So, like, but we're actually going to go see a play first. So if he chooses to come to George's and hang out, just know, ain't nothing happening.
So you set all the boundaries up.
I sure did.
Everybody's in the know.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this dude who thinks Brett's was still open doesn't cross any lines.
Like,
but I commend you because we always talk about authenticity,
yeah,
being transparent. And I think a lot of people in your case might not have told their significant other that they're with, that someone from their past reached out to them.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it could create a problem down the line.
And that's what I was thinking. And it never crossed my mind not to say anything. Like, I was just like, first off, I was taken back that so-and-so had messaged me after so long. Then to the point that they told me their first name. I was like, so-and-so who?
Didn't know it.
And then they told me their last name. I go, that sounds familiar. Let me do a simple Facebook search. I was like, oh, you, I remember you. Yeah. So then that's how it was. And after the conversation, like I told him about Stefan, and he kind of like went away. Text message stopped. It stopped. I was like, I hope it didn't hurt your feelings, but I did say, my friend and I are going to a play. We'll be at George's afterwards if you like to come out and hang out and catch up. That's about it, because I know that how I feel about the person I'm with now, and I was honest with them, and there's nothing there.
Good for that person for respecting boundaries.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully.
Oh, they're the boundaries will be respected, or he will get bounced.
This is where, and that's what I wanted, because I think some people might not have set up plans. Some mm-hmm. people might have, but they might not have shared. They might not have been as totally forthcoming as you are. So I commend you for that.
Thank you.
It shows me, even though I don't know much of your dating history mm-hmm. other than what you've shared here, that You really like this person.
This
Sandusky. Cece sent me a text this morning.
Uh-huh.
She was up because she texted me at like 2:30 yesterday. She uh-huh. sent me a picture of her braided hair, and I was already ready to go to sleep. So that's like the longest we've gone without talking since mm-hmm. we've been, you know, dating. And she texted me early this morning at like 5:15. And I was happy to hear from her. I called her,
mm-hmm.
but she was just not in the mood to talk. I just want to let her know that I was asleep. And I asked her, or I would have let her know that I was alive, why were you up so early? She said, just got home from the bar. This is her sense of humor.
Right.
I said, how many people did you bang? Said, I have disappointing news too. Zero blanks giving. I said, boo, I was hoping you would so I could see if I have any feelings.
Oh,
I would be very... I brought this up a couple of weeks ago when we were like, how do you know if you're dating somebody? How do you know if you're in a relationship? And the common answer we got was, we just keep hanging out together.
And it kind of just happened. There wasn't no contract ceremony right. where you sat down at a press conference type setting. I'm going to sign this document saying we are officially... It kind of just... And then melts together. You're like, oh, we're a thing. I'm okay with that.
After that, I came up with the thought, you know if you are, if you would be upset if they hung out with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm at the point now where if she did, I would not be mad. I wouldn't feel like I was cheated or anything, but I would be a bit upset because I think we're working on something.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I think with this situation, for most people to bring, it could be fairly new and could strike some insecurities between both parts. But something in my brain of brains was like, you should tell him this.
Yeah.
That you're not hiding anything, but you should probably just be like, hey, this guy who I've not talked, and I was like, do you want to see the text message? He's like, no, I believe you. I said, literally the second thing was, cool, who's this? But like, I was taken back. I'm happy I made an impact and someone's like, because we did hang out beforehand, before we took that, oh, we're going to be friends with benefits type thing. But like, it was kind of bizarre that he kind of left and came back thinking things were still the same. Not necessarily with me, but the whole Brett's comment got me together. I said, oh, you really don't know. It has changed a lot.
You did something to this boy, though.
No, I'm just saying.
7:22 with the morning reboot. Remember yesterday, one of the panelful ladies' questions was, can you wipe your butt with your non-dominant hand?
Yeah.
Since a couple of them didn't like that question, I'm going to take it to a whole new level.
Oh, no.
No butt wiping.
I remember when you asked that question, I go, huh?
Panelful Ladies is less than 15 minutes away. We've got some prizes for you to win as well here on the Morning Reboot. You ready? 7:35. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. We still have room for one more caller, one more lady for the panel full of ladies. You can call us now. You'll get walleye tickets, 419-240-1055. Dude, there's something weird. Like, I can't formulate things from my brain and get it out of my mouth.
It's probably the polar vortex in this room right now.
It is a little chilly.
It is cold.
It is a little chilly. Panel full of ladies, 7:36, the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, a little over an hour from now, your very first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. First up is Carrie.
Yes.
Hi, Carrie, 26. Where are you from?
I'm from Toledo.
Any kids?
One.
Okay. Carrie and Mary. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
36, married, 2 kids. Where are you from, Mary?
I am from Erie, Michigan.
Oh, okay. All right. For the first time ever, I was chastised for asking a question about what would it be like if you wiped your butt with your non-dominant hand? And they didn't like that question.
We weren't ready. So,
I'm gonna ask that question a different way. Carrie, you're first, okay? If you didn't have one of your arms, where would your life suffer most?
You know, ironically enough, my son was born with only one. So I would think, like for me, I tried to learn how to do everything with one hand. Mm-hmm. And like zipping up my pants was an issue. I tried to put a sock over my hand and, you know, tape it. That way I couldn't use it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And eating and zipping up my pants and stuff was hard.
Okay. Mary, what about you? If you didn't have one of your arms, where would life be the most challenging?
I would say at work with typing.
Yeah.
Because
I'm such a fast typer that would just annoy me so much.
Yep.
I guess there's talk to type, but...
All right, Carrie, next up. Carrie, where do you work? What kind of place do you work at?
I work at an automotive body shop doing paint work and secretarial work.
Okay, Mary, what about you? What kind of workplace are you at?
Office.
Okay. That wasn't the actual question. I just needed to know for perspective here. But, mm-hmm. Carrie, where would be an ideal place at your work to be intimate?
I work with a whole bunch of dudes, and there's a secluded bathroom with a whole bunch of old, like, 70s Playboy magazines on the wall, so that would probably be the most, it would set the mood real well, I think.
Okay. Mary, what about you? Is there an ideal place at your workspace to be intimate?
I would never do it in case my boss is listening. I would say the conference room,
maybe. Oh, how trite. On the conference table, right?
Right.
Right as your butt hit the intercom button and it went across the entire office.
Everyone,
there's no phones.
Carrie, what's something about men that just absolutely baffles you?
How openly gross they can be about, like, burping and farting in public.
Okay. What about you, Mary? What's something that just baffles you about men?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I would totally have to think about that. I like her answer, but I don't know off the top of my head. That's something I'd have to think about.
All right. Carrie, back to you. Men are really good at blank. Men are really good at blank.
Men in general or my man? Because they're two different things.
Well, you can do both if you want.
Okay, my man is very good at intimacy, like going down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that out loud on the radio, but he's really good at it. But men in general are very good at smooth talking, I think.
Smooth talking. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mary, men are really good at blank.
Making rash decisions. Women just seem to, like, analyze it more and, like, you know, try to figure out, oh, what's the best way? And men are just like, let's do it this way. And that's it.
Okay. Last question. I have to answer this. I have to ask this delicately.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited.
Carrie, would you be disappointed if your man couldn't, quote-unquote, complete the job? And please be very delicate with your language. Like, and I will give you an example. When I have been with women before, and they're like, listen, don't, it's not you, I just can't do that, I get a little disappointed. Like, it's like running a race without a finish line for me. So it's a little upsetting. Yeah, I know. So would you be disappointed if you couldn't complete the job for him?
I have worked in customer service for 10 years plus. I never complete a job without complete satisfaction.
I love that answer.
Thank you, Carrie. Mary,
go, girl.
What about you? If you couldn't complete the job for your husband, would you be disappointed?
Oh, I'd be super disappointed. I would definitely try. I would find a way to complete the job.
Okay. Well, Carrie and Mary, I like that your names rhyme. Thanks for being on the panel. Hold on a second. We've got walleye tickets for you. I saw that question yesterday, and
I like that question.
To flip it because I have been with some women before. Like, look, you're great and everything, like as a person, but I just don't do that. I'm like, how do you... And there are women that don't do that.
High five and take a nap.
So I wanted to swing it the other way, and knowing that I am disappointed, like when you can't finish the race.
Right.
What they would feel like if the man couldn't complete. It's like, sorry, I just don't mean, like, not at all. Like,
I think my favorite response was, and please be delicate with your answer.
7:42. We have a legal expert to shed some light on the Jussie Smollett situation. He is off free cases sealed. So we'll have a local expert. Our friend Dennis Swan will hop on with us before 8 o'clock to give us his insight on that. And Cardi B is in some entertainment news as well, discussing her past. That's on the way before 8 o'clock.
There we go.
Dude, I'm telling you, something is going on.
It's the week.
7:55. The Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Let's welcome in a legal expert to the show. He was just here a couple of weeks ago.
He was.
Dennis Swan, our legal expert. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Good morning.
We're trying to figure out this Jussie Smollett thing like everybody else is. All the charges were dropped. We were watching CBS, Good Morning CBS, earlier today, and they had the state attorney on, and they asked him why. And he said, well, we're trying to focus on violent offenders and the $10,000 punishment penalty that Smollett voluntarily gave up as part of his bond, and said community service does the trick. And he said that that's actually quite common in nonviolent crimes, and obviously Chicago has a big issue with that. So what are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, first of all, there's really nothing common about the whole situation.
First of all,
for somebody to get charged with 16 counts is a lot of counts to begin with.
Felonies.
And anytime you see a situation like this, it's sort of, it's not uncommon that you see the police have to make some sort of statements, but I think in this case, the police went a little bit further than usual. They outlined in pretty excruciating detail all of the evidence that they thought they had against him, and they really played this out in the court of public opinion before the guy was even charged. What's really odd to me is two things, and it'll be really things that we need to look forward to in the future. Does somebody get charged with a crime now as a result of this? So, for example, was in fact this a real hate crime, and did somebody assault this guy?
Right.
Or is this really just some sort of, yeah, he was guilty, but just not that guilty?
Mm.
And I think that'll be the first thing to look for. The second thing to look for is Jussie Smollett going to sue the Chicago Police Department? And I think that we'll know a lot more once we figure out those two questions.
There was a violent crime committed, if this was not any kind of hoax. So do you think, a lot of people have thrown around the speculation that this is because he's rich. And if you look at the other people involved in this who are not rich, would be the two brothers from Africa. Are you saying that it could they could get hit with something as criminals?
Well, I mean, look, somebody did something wrong here, right?
So
either somebody assaulted somebody or somebody faked an assault. And it seems like, based on the outcome of this and how quickly it happened, that it wasn't a hoax. So if it wasn't a hoax, then it must have been the fact that these guys actually assaulted this man. And if
right.
that's the case, we would expect to see some sort of criminal charges against them. But I would suspect that we're not going to see any criminal charges, that Jussie Smollett did have something to do with this whole situation, but that the prosecutor determined it wasn't worth pursuing.
But
for whatever reason.
Go ahead, Floyd.
No, I was going to say, actually, you can follow up. Mine is more like more of a personal thing with Jussie. Yeah.
Let me ask. The state's attorney that we saw on TV this morning did say he thinks Smollett is guilty, but because this is of a nonviolent nature, they don't want to put the time and effort towards it. And I'm wondering if Smollett goes after the city. I don't think he will, because I think could this have been one of these backroom things where they're just like, let's make this all go away. You don't sue us. We don't go after you.
Yes, except that it's really hard to keep something of this profile in the back room. So everybody in that room had to understand that whatever they did here was going to create waves, and we were going to be talking about it on the radio across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that this was really that much of an attempt to hide anything, other than the fact that they did seal the record, which
right.
I think is really an interesting part, because if there was nothing there to look at, or there wasn't anything, you know, that people might be concerned about, then why even seal it in the first place?
Right.
I suspect that was part of what the defense requested, but really the defense had a huge win yesterday, and we don't have a whole lot of information as to why.
How far did the CPD overstep their boundaries? Because it seems like what they put out for public consumption was what they would put in a court case, like legitimate evidence.
Well, I think that in reviewing a lot of what the police chief said in his press appearances, you could tell that he really didn't like Jussie Smollett.
Right.
And I think rightfully so, if in fact he did stage a hate crime hoax. I mean, there are so many people that have to actually endure real hate crimes
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I can understand why using the resources of the Chicago Police Department this way would upset him. But I do think that he took a little bit of a personal flavor, and that probably went a little further than it needed to. And, you know, that's one of the aspects to this whole thing, and it's one of the reasons why you really shouldn't do that, because
right.
the prosecution has the discretion to do what they did, and then you end up in a situation where, you know, now the mayor doesn't like the outcome, the police chief doesn't like the outcome, you got the prosecutor and the mayor and police chief arguing on you know, media appearances.
And the show is filmed there, and he's a resident. It's like
yeah.
every time he goes somewhere, there's going to be an eyebrow raise, no matter what.
Yep.
Well, it seems like we have more questions, even though this thing at least came to some kind of a conclusion yesterday. Any final thoughts on this whole thing, Dennis?
I think we wait for two things. Do these brothers get charged with a crime, and does the Chicago Police Department get sued? And if that doesn't happen, I think we know a whole lot about what occurred here.
And I just have just one thing to end this whole circus. If you were his attorney, what would your next advice be for him? Like, what is Jussie's next step? Because I know every reporter wants to probably interview him on a follow-up. Do you recommend
yeah.
that he does interviews, or just as an attorney, are you just like, Jussie, keep your mouth Hush.
Go away.
Probably keep your mouth shut. But, you know, one of the things about law is that it often has these overlaps with public relations. And, mm-hmm. and this is really a public relations issue from here on out. What does the public believe about this guy? You could tell that the defense laid the seeds for this because they put in their press releases, yeah, look at all the good he's done for the community in Chicago. And that's why we're reaching this result. Mm-hmm. They already have started to sow those seeds. And now I think it's just going to be a strategy of, yeah, look at how good this guy is. Let's not focus on that. But yeah, I mean, I think being quiet is probably the best thing. The news cycle will run something else. And
he should vanish. He should do the opposite of what he's done since the end of January.
See, but vanish. I just feel he's going to go on this whirlwind apology tour, and I'm just going to be like, I'm not taking it.
Dennis, one final question. It would seem if they did charge those two brothers, that could be the other half of the glass here for people who have said, see, rich people getting out of trouble yet again by going after two people who are not rich to get some kind of closure here to make a criminal out of someone.
So I'd actually say it a little bit differently. If those brothers don't get charged with a crime, then it's what you say it is. Because then it really was a crime committed by Jussie Smollett that was dismissed for $10,000.
Okay. I see
if
that.
If they do get charged, then okay, fine. Somebody is seeking justice and seeking to put people who harm somebody else, you know, behind bars or whatever that may be. So I actually say it differently than you do. But we'll see what happens.
But you know what? I can see it both ways. I see it your way, and I see it my way. Because if they don't, but then there's a small outcry. To go back to what you initially said, it's either a hoax or something happened. If there's a something happened, someone's got to be charged. So then there's the outcry to go after and make a criminal out of somebody. And then they can't defend themselves the way that Smollett did. Mm. So, but to your initial point, this is a very unusual thing that's never happened before.
So is this far from over?
It's far from over in the media, that's for sure. Okay. The legal side of it, I think, is probably put to bed. I don't suspect we see anything more on this.
Okay. All right.
Dennis, thanks, man. Have a good rest of your week.
Thanks, friend.
Of course.
Good stuff, Dennis. 8:03 with the morning reboot on Q105.
It's good to get that, not to cut you off, but like to get that, because you know, I was heated earlier, but it's actually good to actually hear someone that personally that you know put into perspective, because you can hear stuff online, you can hear the interviews with like the Justice Department type people, but actually to hear someone actually say like, this is how it's pretty much cut and dry the way it's the way Dennis just explained it. You know what I mean?
It's his job to do those kind of things to make sense out of the things that we don't understand. Quick Cardi B thing. She wants you to just know that she's not proud of what she did in her past when people called her out on it. Go hit her Instagram story for the rest of that. 8:04 with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Hashtag some pig. He's out in Sylvania. Your workplace. Are you allowed to date other people? Your employees, your bosses, your coworkers, whatever they may be. Can you date someone in your workplace? Next.
Q105.
Forgot to start the podcast.
See? Did you do it now, though?
Dude, it's like, did part of my brain, did brain matter seep out while I was sleeping so much the last couple of days?
No.
Did it drip out of my nose or my mouth? Dating people you work with. It can be really great or it can be really bad. Are you allowed to date where you work? 419-240-1055. And in just a couple of minutes as we wrap up this segment, we'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever. But you came across an email the other day telling people don't hook up at work, don't date.
Yeah, my friend, like I said briefly yesterday, my friend is dating a guy and they got a huge corporate email saying, do not fraternize with other employees. And they're going like 5 years deep.
So they've been together 5 years.
Mm-hmm. They met at work.
Okay. I've had success with dating people at work before.
And I've actually put it up on my Facebook page. And out of the 13 comments, 100% have worked out. So I'm a shout out to December, Carrie, Josh, Katie, and Lindsay. To name a few, they've all met their partners and lovers at work, and most of them are going 10 years.
They're fellow fraternizers. 419-240-1051. Have you dated people at work before? 2, are there specific rules about where you work about not fraternizing, dating, hooking up, having sex in the conference room?
No!
419-240-1055. Two people that I was very close with when I was living and working in Saginaw, I was with someone very quietly. For anybody that remembers the story I told, that was the person that was married.
Oh.
but she was she had like 2 feet out of that out of that relationship.
So she was on the outs.
Right. I didn't persuade her. Right. I didn't coerce her.
She like, her mind was already made up. You were just that friend and confidant at that time and moment.
Right. And I think people might have known, but we kept it quiet. Then someone else at another when I was living and working in Allentown, and this was more not relationship, but dating and just becoming very good friends. And to this day, she is like one of the very few people who I love in an intimate manner where like when there's a problem in my life, I can go to her.
Okay.
I can go to her for
so that friendship was already was established.
It was like she wanted me fired when I first started.
Oh.
Because I was a jerk.
Okay.
At this social event that we had. It was like a holiday party and she did not like me. And then we've come a long way. But I think it's interesting that it can be easy to find and date people at work because you're always together.
Right.
You can get to know someone. You can get to like them a lot more. You can see, like I didn't, her name was Christine and it still is Christine. I didn't see the beauty in her at first, but through working together, getting to know more about her, I was like, hey, I think I'm kind of attracted to you.
Right.
419-240-1055. Are you allowed to date people you work with?
What is it?
Is there an email that has gone out that says, don't date and don't fraternize.
Fraternize.
Especially don't hook up with anybody you work with. Because there's a lot of drama that can come from it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
If I were a manager and had to deal with younger people, like that I think can be a lot of drama.
I remember when I first started going... When I first started working like in high school, I used to work at Ponderosa. And I remember our manager was dating one of the wait staff. And I remember just thinking that was so bizarre to me. Like,
right.
Is that allowed? Like, you don't know when you're a teenager. You're like, is that allowed? And I just remember them fighting all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I didn't have like the verbiage or like the knowledge to know that this was a toxic relationship. But like, as I got older, I go, they fought in front of customers. You know what I mean? Like, personal stuff. Like, I didn't catch on as a teenager. Like, they would say stuff, and I'm just like, oh, well, that's different. Then as I got older, I go, oh, my God, they were totally arguing about their sex life on the steak line. Like, you know what I mean? So
419-240-1055. I had recognized it before. Like, one of these people is the other person's boss, which further complicates things. The two women that I mentioned, they were essentially peers at the places that I worked at the time. But I think ever since the Me Too stuff got going a couple of years ago with Harvey Weinstein, like that's why I think a lot of businesses that didn't in the past have come forward and say, don't date these people.
You know, that never crossed my mind about that either. I just...
Yeah. Because that's another layer of complications.
And I hate to be that person, but if it doesn't work out and one person runs the HR and says one thing, and everyone knows that it did happen, but if you angle it a certain way, HR's literally like, bye, girl. Bye, boy. Like, you know, we're at the point where it's zero tolerance, you know what I mean? So all it takes is for it to go sour and just have that one scorned lover who's just like, well, you actually know what? John did this to me. And John, did you do that to her?
Right.
Yes. We were together. Oh, you weren't? And then it snowballs into this whole thing. Oh, you were together when you weren't supposed to be?
Five relationships that could work out at a workplace, there could be one that could literally break down a company because of someone's spite or revenge.
For sure.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Carolyn. Good morning.
Hi, Carolyn. Good morning. Can you flip your radio down for a second so we can hear
you? Oh, yes. Hold on. I'm turning it off.
Tell us your dating at work story, if you would.
You are not. So I've never done it, but you are not allowed to do it where I'm at. It's only if you're... So we divide it by being if you're a salaried or an hourly associate.
Okay.
So if you're salaried, you are not allowed to fraternize with anybody.
But part-time or hourly, you can.
Correct. But so if you work there and you're hourly and you're... married, you can't be under the same kind of like leadership.
Right. Well, that makes sense because again, it's
all drama. You bring nothing but drama.
Drama and lawsuits.
and lawsuits. And then bring other people into your business. It's not fair.
Can you tell us what type of place you work at?
I work in a warehouse.
In a warehouse. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. Wait, one last question.
We do have a lot of people though that are like, we have a lot of parents and kids, and they all work there. They all work there, but they're just all under different leaderships, but they're not salaried. But once you're salaried, none of your family members, nobody can work in the building.
Yeah. For the one or two times that things can get really sideways, you know, it's better to do against it. Is this a new or stricter policy of late, or has it always been the case?
This has been, so I've been there 22 years, and it's always been
Okay. Thanks very much, Carolyn. Have a good morning.
That's probably good to do it off the bat, because, like, you know what I mean? She said she's been there for 22 years, can't have, like, Tony and Lisa starting a relationship. Like, well, I didn't know. And, like, it was in the employee handbook.
But
it's been there since 1974. The
situation you brought up is an interesting one. They've been together for 5 years, and now
this just happened.
Like, now there's a new policy.
Like, they got, so from what I was trying to put two and two together with the comments. So apparently they got the email like a month before, but like they sent a reminder because it's one of those situations they have to sign off on the email. Like, hey, you read the email. So it was one of those things that like he read it first and then forwarded it to her. Like, well, what do we do? Because now we're stuck. And then that's when she was online like, hey, has anyone ever been through this before?
Do they have to break up?
I hid my managers and stuff. No. They're still together. I think he actually popped a question. I think I spoke too quickly saying that they were fiancé and whatever. But I think I have confirmed that they are fiancé.
So they're grandfathered in.
Yeah, so they're in it to win it. And they have the ring to... They have that metal contract. We'll put it that way.
Let me throw this text out there that we got. Where I work, they never have said that you can't date employees, but they're strictly against gay lesbian relationships. So not only did I start dating a coworker, but I started dating another woman and we ended up moving in together. So she left that workplace and went somewhere else because it was so against company policy.
Mm. And that's a whole nother mark. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if that's it. Cause I've dated someone at work before, but they came in afterwards, but we just act. I think I said this when we brought this up earlier. We act like we didn't know each other, so like, which was a blessing because like when we were not together, it was fine. But like, they would insecurities came out real quickly on both ends. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't know if I can do it. But everyone on my Facebook feed said, except one person, "Hey, Nikki girl," she said, I think it's a bad idea because I've seen it, and if it not work out, one of them could be fired, and they're not only that's the ultimate. Now they're unemployed and now they're mad because they don't have a job, but it's confusing. I don't know if
places are asking for a lot of trouble.
I don't know.
And I'm not very much a CYA person, but I can understand why businesses and companies have it in place. Mm-hmm. just in case somebody guy or girl or both go crazy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they've got to clean up that mess with lawyers
right
and whatnot.
It's
8:26 with the morning reboot on Q105. You want to get a thought in on this, text us 419-240-1055. In fact, right now, let's get caller 10 qualified for our cabin fever reliever. This Saturday, you'll join us at Ralphie's, and hopefully you'll be chosen to pick out one of four destinations in Florida. Caller 10 is qualified for the cabin fever reliever, 419-240-1055. Call now.
Welcome to my house.
8:39. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We've got a sweet deal coming up. It's going to go on sale in about 20 minutes here. 9 o'clock on our website, Q1055.com. If you want to take advantage of it now and have the link ready to go, text SWEET to 419-240-1055. Let me introduce Paul Swanson. He's the GM of Chevy's downtown.
How we doing today, guys?
We're good.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here. Not another person that I know.
Yes.
Got him.
I knew Paul from when he would yell things at another bar. The only thing louder than A-Dub's music.
Oh, I'm sorry
Do you want to unretire a Scotty for us?
No.
It was almost there.
Nope,
it was almost
not going to do it. I appreciate it, though, guys.
Chevy's place it's the country bar downtown.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Been open almost a year now?
No, we opened up August 26th, so almost about 7.5 months, mm-hmm, to be exact.
Okay. We're going to do 50 for 25, right, Casey?
Yes.
50 for 25, Q1055.com in about 20 minutes. Open 7 days a week, the corner of Monroe and North Erie in downtown. You can find them on Facebook. I'm glad something specific was included here. And Paul, you can tell us about Gator Bites?
Oh, yes. Gator Bites.
Floyd here didn't think that they were a real thing.
I didn't think
they were
a real thing, and I had to Google them.
let's bring him on down over to the Chevy's and do a little bit of country in his life.
That's fine. I like the Dixie Chicks.
There ain't nothing wrong with them.
There we go. Boom.
Some hick hop.
Some hiccup? Yeah, is that like Aaron Neville featuring Cardi B?
No. Hiccup. Paul, what are gator bites?
So gator bites is actually, it's gator tail. It's actually okay. Real alligator meat.
See?
Comes from Clearwater, Florida. We buy in bulk, and then we serve in bulk.
In what?
In bulk.
Bulk?
Oh, yeah, big orders. I love having big food. Yeah, I'm a bigger guy, so if I have something that's real small,
okay,
I get irritated and I want to order it again.
Yeah.
Something like gator bites being so good.
They're a little spicy, right?
My sauces.
Okay, what's the sauce?
It is a creamy ranch.
Okay.
A little spicy, honestly, with my own secret herbs and spices inside there.
Nice.
They'll make you sweat a little bit, but when you put it together, it's one hell of a combination.
Nice.
Floyd, you'll be open opening day, right?
Oh, of course. I'm opening up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
Can we pop in and get some gator bites for my big gay cowboy friend over here?
By all means.
That's fine. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
You're going to hit it like
that. It all goes down the same way. It's cool. take that.
Okay.
Were you there from the get-go from opening up in August?
Yes, I was.
What was the idea? Because I lived downtown, and I don't know if that place was open. What was it ever open? Mojo's is next to it, right?
Legends is next to it.
It was a Mexican place?
Tequila Sheila's, yeah.
Was it open? It never was open, right?
Well.
Barely.
That's why I have it now.
You have it now.
The place was bad.
What was the catalyst behind opening up a country place? We have a lot of country concerts to come downtown.
Yeah.
Huntington Center. So what was the idea to go country?
Tito doesn't have one.
I like it.
I actually like the layout of it, too. Like, driving past, like, the patio, like, is actually the bar. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you look and you see the patio, you're like, oh, you just go right into the bar. It's a nice layout. And they blast the music. Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Pulled pork sandwiches?
Pulled pork sandwiches. It comes with, what does it come with?
Some of your spicy ranch.
Oh, yeah. No.
Wait, so we got the gator bites. We got the pulled pork. Southern-inspired menu. So what else is on there?
We got our chicken and waffles.
Okay.
Oh, you already know.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke to the black side.
There it is. Hey, started by the white side. as well, we got loaded nachos and loaded tots, which both consist of coleslaw, pulled pork, our homemade barbecue sauce with... tons of bacon.
We will.
Everyone loves bacon.
We will pop in on opening day.
I will pop in and I will stay there.
come on.
The only country place downtown. Is it all country music all the time?
Country and rock.
Country
and rock.
Okay, so I will not hear Drake there.
No, you will not.
So that means, wait a second. Have you had A-Dub come in there?
Nope.
No? He could play some of that stuff, I think. We could challenge him.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree. But, We'll see.
I'll talk to my boy.
Oh,
can we unretire Scotty for once?
Oh, come on.
Come
really?
On, Paul.
Scotty!
Yeah! Nice.
He would yell that at a bar and everybody would just look. I loved it.
Yes.
Paul, good to see you again, man.
You as well, guys. I appreciate you.
Awesome.
Chevy's Place, downtown Toledo. They go on sale for our 50 for $25 sweet deal. You can text SWEET to 419-240-1055 or hit up the website just before 9 o'clock, q1055.com. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. It's pay. Text PAY to 95819 to win our $1,000 payoff. Pay. PAY to 95819. This is the morning reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd, 855 on Q105. So we covered Jussie Smollett in great detail this morning. He is off. The case is sealed. All the felony counts dropped. We had our legal expert, Dennis Swan, on about an hour or so ago to give his thoughts on the very unusual situation and what Dennis speculates just a bit on. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 after 10 o'clock to get today's podcast episode and go back and listen to what Dennis has to say. And I asked you, Floyd, earlier as we were getting ready to do this story, what's one word to describe your feeling when you heard yesterday that he was off?
Blah. Blah. Only because of what he could have done instead.
What do you mean?
He could use this opportunity to uplift instead of playing a victim. And casting a shadow over people who are actually victims, who are actually going through trauma, who can't sleep at night, who wake up in night terrors, who are afraid to actually go out their house at night because they have actually been beat up and teared down and called names.
The the answer of this mystery is still shrouded. He spoke briefly yesterday and continues to proclaim his innocence.
I want you to know that not for a moment was it in vain. I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I am a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
Conversely, we were watching CBS this morning, and they interviewed the state's attorney who decided to drop the charges because it was a non-violent offense, at least the hoax, the alleged hoax part of this. And he also said that he believes that, Smollett is guilty, but again, because of its non-violent nature, he believes that it's best to drop it and take the $10,000 from the bond, which Smollett's lawyer said he's voluntarily giving up, and that goes over to the city of Chicago. But in other news, Cardi B. So you might have seen Cardi yesterday on Instagram. She wants people to know that she's not proud of everything she did in her past. She took to Instagram yesterday to speak out after receiving backlash over a resurfaced Instagram live video that seemingly shows her claiming she drugged and robbed a man during her time as a stripper. I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past. I always speak my truth. I always own my blank. I'm a part of a hip-hop culture where you can talk about where you come from, talk about the wrong things you had to do to get where you are. There are rappers that glorify murder, violence, drugs, and robbing, crimes they feel they had to do to survive. I never glorified the things I brought up in the life that I never even put those things in my music because I'm not proud of it and I feel a responsibility not to glorify it. So she also didn't deny any of the behavior in her statement. I was blessed to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not, whether they were whether or not they were poor choices at the time. I did what I had to do to survive.
I feel it. I mean, she's not a stripper from Sylvania.
Right.
She's a stripper from like the Bronx.
Right. Wendy Williams is going to be off again. The show is going on a scheduled hiatus during the week of April 1st, and the show will return with original episodes on April 8th. It's good timing because, so did you know about this?
Mm-hmm.
The alleged mistress of her husband, Kevin, welcomed a baby on Monday, just the other day. Page Six reported that Hudson, 33, gave birth at, I missed the word. They gave birth at Hahnemann University in Philadelphia. Neither Kevin Hunter nor Williams have publicly commented on the paternity allegations. So what? She knows that he has a mistress, and
everyone knows that he had a mistress, and then
she's kind of okay with it because they've been married since '97.
She's standing by her man. How you doing? That's what she said. Her quote words: "No one knows what happened in their own house except them."
They have.
I'm like, girl. Everyone knows you are you. You put other people's business out there, and this is what happened. They retaliated, and I'm a Wendy Williams fan. But so, long story short. He was caught, like, regular TMZ, caught with another woman walking down a beach or a pier scene. Multiple times, her stomach kept growing, so they just kind of put two and two together. So no one really knows, but she's been pregnant while with Wendy Williams' husband.
He and Wendy have a kid together, Kevin Jr., 18. They've been married since 97. When she returned to the show, she praised Hunter. He's my best friend, my lover. He's all this and he's all that. I'm still very much in love with my husband. Anybody that's been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know the marriages have ebbs and flows. Marriages are not easy, and don't ask me about mine until you see my wedding ring gone. It ain't going anywhere, not in this lifetime.
Well, we'll see when she comes back. What? April what?
April 8th.
April 8th, we'll see.
It was just about a year or so ago that Avicii, Tim Bergling, died of suicide. The Tim Bergling Foundation will initially focus, and this is a foundation his family is launching, will initially focus on supporting people and organizations in the field of mental illness and suicide prevention. From a brief announcement noting that it will also be an active in climate change, development assistance, nature conservation, and endangered species. Tim wanted to make a difference. The statement concludes, starting a foundation in his name is our way to honor his memory and continue to act in his spirit. He apparently had health problems over the years. probably from excessive drinking and partying. He had acute pancreatitis. He had his gallbladder and appendix removed in 2014. While he said he'd quit drinking after the surgery, some friends and musical collaborators had seen him intoxicated afterwards and criticized him for it.
He was talented, too.
Yeah.
I liked his music. I liked his music. Would
have drank his life away. In a similar vein, I've thrown it out several times, but there is a Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition monthly meeting that I'm a part of tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the Kent branch of the Lucas County Public Library at Central and Collingwood tomorrow. From about 3 till 4:30, great networking event, and find out what's going on in our community for suicide prevention.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Pay is your national keyword to text. Try to win the $1,000 payoff. Text pay, P-A-Y, to 95819. 902, that's your entertainment news. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. Nice. And we are sponsored by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag some pig. Before 930, are you ready to sing?
No. You know what this game, this is my kryptonite.
Slay it or spray it. And there's not even any spraying. There's just not very good slaying. Four songs for Floyd to try to finish the lyrics before 9:30.
Four is so many.
Here on the morning reboot.
Q105.
9:17. You still have a couple of minutes to text your national keyword, pay, P-A-Y, to 95819 to try to win our $1,000 payoff. Another chance again with Russ around noon today, and more details on our website, Q1055.com. Make sure you hit up the sweet deals. There might still be some left. 50 for 25 for Chevy's Place. We had Paul in here earlier, and I know there's plenty of Russ's Auto Wash up on the sweet deal part of our website, Q1055.com. I'm really just stalling because I can't figure out which of these sets of lyrics I have to give you.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you figure it out? Oh, that's so many words. I'm going to let the people down.
Did I mess this up? I'm an idiot. I'm lost. I think this is yours.
I could just sing to the people, give them a mini concert.
So, this is called Slay It or Spray It. Floyd's got to sing and finish the lyrics. I think some of these songs are ones you'll like and you know quite well. Okay?
It always gets me because I look at the lyrics, I'm like, what is this song? And then it plays, I'm like, ah, okay.
First one is a big hit, and I think you said this is your favorite song of this artist.
Oh, don't. I do love this song. I don't know one G darn word, though.
That's why I gave you the lyrics.
Oh, no. I know the first part. If I wrote you a symphony. I don't have any of those words.
Just to say a truth and lead to you. If I told you I'm beautiful, would you take me on the regular? Would you? Well, I've been around the world.
This would be so tragic.
Could I see myself another girl?
Would you? Oh, maybe we can do da, da, da. Oh, I don't have them here.
They were on the second page. What the hell?
No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh, okay. They were on the second page. I thought we were going in order.
Do you see any of my brain matter coming out of
Yeah, in this game I did. I will actually take... We will take this L together because I'm like, where are these lyrics at? Okay.
Ain't been in myself, girl.
What was after that? Because I really want to know, because I knew I knew it, but then I just went to the chorus.
If I wrote you a symphony just to say how much you mean to me, if I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular?
Well, baby, I've been around the world, but it ain't seen other girls. What would you do?
Okay. All right, let's go on to your very favorite artist, Ariana Grande, okay?
Yes! Oh, I thought it was the other one.
Things just take way too much of my energy. I look up and I see the horse moon. There's no way I can so overcompensate. People tell me to meditate. Slip my blood running, sweat, the sky's falling. How do I let this back in?
Time goes by and I can't control my mind.
Mine.
Don't know what else to try, but you tell me every time.
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing.
All right, let's do maybe your favorite Ariana song.
Yes!
Seven Rings.
I'm so ready.
And thank you for not cursing. I didn't know that you said this blank's fabricated.
Yeah, I sped red. I was like, ooh. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes. The song gives me so much power.
Doo-doo.
I sing this song at work. It's so inappropriate. Sorry, Heather.
Yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles, girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble, lashes and diamonds, ATM machines, buy myself all of my favorite things.
Yeah,
been through some bad, boom, I should be a savage. Who would have thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with cars and not strings, write my own checks like I write what I say. My wrist, it stops.
My neck is flossing
like big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. Both his and her.
I see it.
I like it. I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it.
Not bad.
My hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
Not bad.
She's talking about a weave.
Not bad. Let's go. Alessia Cara.
There are so many cuss words today. Eric?
Alessia Cara. Scars Too Beautiful.
Okay, I think I know that. Well, you know what? Let's do it. You know what? We're in.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes.
No, I got it.
All right, we'll start.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes. Unnoticed, she knows.
No
limits. She craves attention. She praises. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it.
I'm gonna mess up this song, but
she tries to cover up her fame and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after their face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting in the dark.
You say you're so beautiful to cover up your scars.
You should know you're beautiful just the way you are.
Oh, right. So close.
In your defense here, the way the lyrics are written are different from the way it's sung as far as like the spacing and the sentences.
You know, we're in this together. We're like High School Musical. We're all in this together.
Do you want to try the Justin song one more time?
Mm-mm.
Now that we figured out where the lyrics should be?
No, because I put my foot in my mouth on that one.
How about this one?
Yeah. Yeah. You might better turn off now.
While she sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina, she's a sticking fingered butcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on Sloan boats in China. Tell me, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, still there's some in South Korea. Making
all right, that's the jam. That was good. That's how we should end every Wednesday.
What did Father used to say? Everything before the word butt is horse.
I was telling Stefan, he's probably up now, that you love the word butthole.
I do love the word butthole.
The way you say it.
Butthole.
It sounds so creepy, but you're just saying it.
Butthole. And then I saw...
Stop, I chubby laugh.
When CeCe was over a couple of weeks ago, we watched... Thor Ragnarok. Have you seen that one? It's the funny one.
I have seen that one. That's one I've actually seen.
New Doug. There's a whole list of Korg t-shirts I almost bought, but the devil's anus.
Oh my Lord, stop. It makes me, it gives me, you know, there's times I can't push throughout my day and I just go, when Eric says butthole.
stop you, it. Do you follow Paul from Danny's show on Facebook?
No, but I feel, no.
He posted a picture. I think he was at the mall yesterday, and he was sitting in one of those massage chairs, and he said something went into his butthole. And I didn't see him today.
Stop
I wanted
it.
To ask him if he got it out and if he needed help.
He's still next door. He's doing some production. Stop him crying. Oh, Toledo, we are so happy you were listening to us right now. Did he laugh? Oh, butthole.
Quick thing.
say it again.
Butthole. You said... You brought up, or somebody texted about the woman that I care deeply for, that I like love,
yeah.
Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, She's Still Christine, mm-hmm. and people thought that I name dropped the current.
They did, and okay. I was like, no.
Her name was Christine Hess. She was Christine in 2006,
mm-hmm.
and this might be hard to believe. Maybe the joke didn't get delivered well, but she is still Christine Hess in 2019.
What?
I know. So that's that, to clear that up.
I think I'm slap happy now.
CC is still CC or Cecilia.
CC. Yeah. Get him, CC.
Somebody did ask if it's C period.
No.
Or just CC or CECE.
No, we're taking it to the late 90s. She's CECE. Like CC Peniston, bro.
Finally, it has happened to me. And I can't.
I know you're feeling off, but I'm in a jubilant mood.
Yeah, but if I have brain matter seeping out of my nose.
Can you stop saying the word seep?
If I have moist brain matter.
Okay, moist supple secretion and seep are they're banned from this show.
If I am secreting brain matter from my head onto the board and you're acting goofy, this is not going to be a good radio show.
I mean, but can you imagine the headlines? Sasha and Bray, Melissa Andrews, someone on 24 talking about us.
In Indiana.
Right. Someone on 24.
Bring back Kimberly Newman. 927 with the morning reboot.
Q105.
Thousand.
I've never wanted to wrap up a show faster and quicker than today because you're all goofy. Hooper comes in here. He can't talk.
Something. Russ is seeing some band that I've never heard of. I'm assuming they're from Germany.
With lots of disgusting words. Before we wrap up and get to your most liked tweet, remember, Russ has your next $1,000 payoff. National keyword around noon today. It's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 a little bit after 10 o'clock to get the podcast of today's show. But some things to get to. First and foremost, I think we heard the story or something. Jersey Mike's.
Yes. They're doing Boys and Girls Club.
100% of the profits back today for Jersey Mike's. And I think we only have the one location on C-Core. In that new shopping center where we don't have a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, 100% of the proceeds today go to the local Boys and Girls Club.
Yes. I used to attend there when I first moved here.
I was
a Boys and Girls Club alumni.
Okay, so it's a cause near and dear to your heart. Jersey Mike's, Boys and Girls Club, 100% of the proceeds today at the location on C-Corp. Tomorrow is the McDonald's All-America game for the girls.
Yes.
Boys game is today. Tomorrow is girls. Zia Cook, 5 o'clock, ESPN2.
I've been trying to get her, because they have the kids on the cups. I've been trying to get like my large Diet Coke, and she's not been on any of my cups yet.
Keep buying.
I know.
Two more things to clean up, and we'll do most like tweet. You familiar with my rule, safety, not selfie?
Yes.
You know, people have died from trying to take selfies. Yes. I think somebody last...
In the most obscure places.
Well, I think the last one, like Grand Canyon, not so obscure. So safety, not selfie. How about smart, not selfie? There's a story that I put up on my Facebook page. There are people taking trendy, like, mural-type photos.
I did read that
Auschwitz.
This morning. Yeah, don't
stop
do that.
Stop that!
That's ignorant.
Yes.
That's so ignorant.
Smart, not selfie.
Yeah.
And one more thing. I know it's not small business. Shout out Friday, but Cocina al Sol taco sauce. Oh. It looks like I do stock up on salsa whenever I see a different kind, or if it's on sale and it's a good brand. I have tons of salsa stocked up. Same thing for taco sauce. They're selling this stuff at Monette's now, at the Glendale location. So
nice.
I'm interested.
I make my own salsa.
Do you?
I do. I actually really do.
Why don't you bring us? Bring me some.
I shall. Because you're a good. Actually, the only person I've ever had it is my mom and my sister, and they said they like it. So I would like an outside opinion. I can do this.
Is it? What temperature is it?
It can be either or.
I like hot, like spicy.
Boom
hot.
And.
God, can I? Is anything?
Let me just say
like,
it for you.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Is anything
tweet,
coming out?
They may not have said it, but they sure did tweet it.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it.
There we go.
The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You ready?
You.
This is
I'm so ready because like you can't talk today, so I'm like, oh, now he's gonna read.
Dude,
something.
I'm a mess.
Here we go.
This actually connects back to what you don't like me saying, kind of. What freaks you out?
One of those words.
Butthole. And also, what did we do over the weekend? What did we see?
We saw. This
is from from Maggie Mole. I refer to testicles as Wonkas because they're in between a willy and a chocolate factory.
That's funny.
It is. She's verified. She must be a.
She's verified.
So she must be a. Oh, she's a writer at Family Guy. She better be funny.
Oh, she better be funny.
So there you go. What do you got?
Mine is from at Zach Galifianakis.
The real
Who's also verified? Well, I'm assuming there's a check right there too. Says I've never been in love, but I imagine it's similar to the feeling you get when you see your waiter arriving with your food.
Yeah,
it's true. I get so excited. Like Stefan and I went to a restaurant yesterday, and I was so hungry because like I worked, and then I drove there, and then he was like, "Do you want to get food?" I was like, "Yeah." I thought you should be in the car waiting when I got here. So I got there and I was like, oh. And I was like a little kid. Like my booty started shaking. And then she brought me like my gyro and I was like, ah. He's like,
you're slobbering.
Like you've never eaten before. I'm like, oh my God, this is true love right here.
I felt that at Yang's the other night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, from who? The food or the waitress?
The waitress.
She was smitten by the chase.
When she brought the food, I felt, because I too, I'd been craving Yang's.
Mm-hmm.
What again did she offer me afterwards? Oh, I said, can I pay
you? Yeah.
Or do I pay up front?
She's
you could pay here. You could pay me anytime.
You could pay here. Wait, no. I could take it up there, or you could pay here, or you can go with me, or something like that. I was like, in front of Cece? I was like, okay. Go and get it. I don't know your name.
She wanted it.
She could have had it.
9:46. I hope I can shake whatever's wrong with me by tomorrow. We have a lot of friends coming in for sweet deals, and Ashley will be here with us tomorrow as well. Throwback Thursday. We'll go back to 2003, the very first year of Beyonce.
That's good, because my show at George's this Friday is Back to the Millennium. Like, it's set in the 2000s. I'm excited. I don't know what. I think I want to make a boy band mix.
I'm in. Larger than life. It's going to be me.
Oh, my God.
Space
yeah.
Cowboy. Oh, my God. Give Me Just One Night. BB Mac.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Liquid Dreams, All or
I'm
Nothing.
I'm trying to figure out.
Soul Decision Faded.
Every 60 seconds. That's my favorite hotel song. Sorry.
I don't know that one.
Every 60 seconds, my heart. All right, I'm done. Sorry. People are just like, oh, Floyd, calm down. So, what did we learn today? Oh, Soul Decision. Yes, yes. This was my old Brett's jam when I was drunk. All right. When I get you all alone.
Do you guys know that Floyd was the black guy who did the rap in this song? It's so true. I have his picture up on the wall.
Day. When I get you all alone.
You also did the rap in the Will Ford song.
Do you remember?
Floyd is random nameless black guy rapper.
Willa Ford was. Okay, let's put it this way. Jessica Simpson was Say Ursula. Willa Ford was like.
East Side.
Wait.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing because Will Ford's music is equal. Oh, yeah, it's a bad thing.
I want to be bad. Make you feel so good.
Remember Sarah Connor? Oh, we can go
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, bounce.
Yes, we can go down this hole
great
all day long.
All right, we got to go before my brain comes out of my nose. 9:47. We are here tomorrow. 5:45 till 10.
5:45.
We'll be here then on Q105. We hope you'll join us on the morning reboot. Hold on.